Ladies and gentlemen, during my stay here for 5 years, I have noticed many cultural differences. Such cultural differences arise from a difference in region, race, history, environment, and in the levels of social and economic development. Here are some examples. We Americans emphasize efficiency, competition, and originality, while your management gives priority to careful planning and encourages close cooperation. In American schools, discussion is given top priority, and seminar is the usual way of class. Teachers with flexible and adaptable talents are regarded as good and popular ones. But Chinese teachers like to lecture in class, and a lot of them are obsessed with examinations. They spend long hours planning and preparing lessons, and writing consistent and standardized plans. It's very interesting to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world today is facing a serious problem of poverty in some areas. We must refocus our attention and resources on the places and people that are economically being left behind. As we do, we must bear in mind that none are more committed to ending poverty than the poor themselves. Often, all they lack is the guidance and the tools to get rid of poverty. Therefore, it requires all citizens to actively participate in policy making, and governments to become more accountable to their citizens in their efforts to achieve their goals. Today, we join hands with the poor in a collective effort. This is a close and extensive cooperation which brings together civil society, the private sectors, and individuals around the world.